You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Spanish, you know Spanish, your kids your age are doing some stuff on the internet.
Is it the millennial?
Yeah, you're a teenager. Right?
Yeah. is it teenagers or is it just...
Teens.
Spanish is acting Spanish age.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Just kidding. But the new thing now is, remember it was planking for a while. Mm-hmm. Then there was... what are some of the other
just
fads?
Just recently eating the Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't... That's just... Those are idiots.
The spinner thingies.
What are these people? Mensa members?
But I mean, this is not going to kill you. This is just dumb.
Could.
Most likely.
That's why we got an EMT here.
We really have an EMT here on hand because the company was nervous that this idiot, not this girl, but the idiots who are snorting condoms are doing it so recklessly that they could die.
Yeah.
But this woman sticks a lot of stuff in her nose, right?
Right, yeah, and she's, swallows swords and all that. She's professional.
Yeah, go get her. Okay. Go get Nipsey Russell and bring her in the studio.
Pipsy
Pinwheel. And let's meet her. Put her on mic 4 when you come back, will you, so I could see her. Cute girl. She reached out to us when we were talking about it on Monday and said, I'll do it. So she's here.
All right.
And she's going to put a condom in her nose and pull it out her mouth. Now, I know this is not a new thing, because like everybody pointed out, when we were kids, there was always somebody that did that with spaghetti. Hi, Nipsey Russell. How are you doing? Pipsy Pinwheel. Oh, I love it. Greg, grab that microphone, Pumpkin. How are you doing? Grab that mic 4 there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You are a young, attractive girl. Not the kind... Yeah, you can put those on if you want. Not the kind that I would expect to be pulling things through her nose, but evidently that is what you do.
By the way, on the other side of that, you're exactly the person I would think would be pulling through her.
Now, what makes you do this? First of all, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, see, so you're older than these crazy kids that are doing it on the internet.
Yeah, I was doing irresponsible things before it was cool.
Right. Now, why do you think this trend started?
I have no idea. I didn't know it was a trend till Spanish. My friend's like, hey, Natalie, which is not my real name.
Right. hey, Pipsy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard that they want someone to snort a condom through their nose and pull it out their mouth, and I instantly thought of you.
Oh.
So I messaged and then called, and I'm like, so why is this a thing?
Yeah. You didn't even know it was a thing.
I had no idea it was trending.
Yeah, well, because you're a little, although you're still very young, you're a little bit out of the age group of idiots that seem to be doing this. The younger idiots. The same idiots that were eating Tide Pods last week.
I'm a professional idiot.
Yes. Now what? I've heard you've put stuff in your nose before.
Yes.
You don't have a particularly big nose. Like, I expected you to have a nose that looks like there's been stuff in there. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean? Like, doesn't she look like her nostrils are too small to put anything in?
Yeah. I mean, what are you putting in there? Nails? Yeah.
I do put nails in my nose.
Why? And where do they go when you do that?
It goes into the back of my sinus cavity.
And there's like a hole back there?
I mean, yeah.
So you just know sinus. Where to go?
I mean, I don't recommend everybody do that. I don't know. Sideshow performer.
We have had a guy do that in the studio before, and it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah,
might be cool to watch you do it, though.
If you guys have a spoon with not a big handle.
You could put a spoon in your nose?
Yeah.
How do you know that how do you develop these talents? What are you doing one day when you're eating soup and you're like, hey, it would be cool if I shoved this in my face?
Well, as a small child, I frequented the Florida State Fair, and they had a sideshow there called the World of Wonders. They had a bunch of performers sticking things in their nose, and I said, well, I want to do that.
Did somebody show you, or did you try to do it until you got it right?
I tried it till I got it right.
Did you get it wrong a couple times?
A couple times.
Any injuries?
I mean, a little bit of blood. A little bit.
Yeah. Let's keep it. I will tell you that one of my all-time favorites, which you may be too young for, is Jim Rose. Do you know Jim Rose?
I know the name.
So when I was a kid, when I was your age or maybe younger, Jim Rose had the Sideshow Circus where he went with Lollapalooza and went on tour, and I got to see a lot of those folks there. And then Jim, I don't know if he still does, but he lived in the area for a while, and he came out to one of our live gigs and hit loose over the head with frying pans.
Right.
But he is, I mean, I love that sort of stuff. That sideshow life, to, I love to be a fan of it. Like, I don't want to do it, but I love people like you who do stuff.
Thank you. I figure I'm an attractive girl. I want to do things that are gross.
Yes. dull your attractiveness.
Yes,
I got you. Now, have you practiced snorting a condom, or will this be a first time?
Oh, no, I've done this before.
You have? You've snorted the condom before?
Yeah, before I knew it was a thing.
It's
for adult shows. Usually I use a balloon for balloon animal making.
Right.
And I'll snort that through my nose and pull it out my mouth. Then I'll make an animal out of it, a dog.
After it's been through your nasal cavity.
And I'll ask people what kind of dog it is, and they don't know, and I say it's a Snotweiler.
Oh, adorable jokes, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so now where will you, like, do you perform? Like, can people hire you? How does this work out?
I do. I just got done performing at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
I was there. I didn't see anybody putting condoms in their nose.
Well, because I don't do this, I do the balloon animals thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm family friendly.
I would not have spotted you and said, I bet she's going to put stuff in her face.
Yeah, I have a stage show there called Pinwheel Sideshow, and it was the first time having my own show.
It was too dusty and too hot for a delicate flower like me, so we shuffled through there very quickly.
It's very dusty. Imagine putting something through your nose
No.
when it's that dusty.
Oh. Now, when you do that, do you stay there on site, or do you go there daily?
Go there daily.
But a lot of people live there in campers and stuff?
No, not on the site.
Oh, okay.
Some festivals do that, but there's like a campground nearby that the...
But they all go there and they do that, and that's a community that like travels together, and then local people join them as well.
Yes, and like I do that too. I'll be going up to Michigan to perform there as well.
So that's a modern day circus.
You see a lot of the same people, I would imagine.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Now, in my mind, there's like at nighttime, there's like a Renaissance orgy going on, because in the daytime, everybody's always got their boobs hanging out, and ye old guy with no underwear on, like it's like kind of. It's like medieval sexiness at the same time. Yeah, like I feel like you guys are all getting to the mead and doing it at night.
No, I feel like everybody just wants a shower at the end of the day.
Yeah, although I feel like some of them don't take it. Everybody needs a shower at the end of the day, but some of them pass that. All right, what size condom do we have there?
I have one more question real quick. Do you have your head shaved? Is that a wig? Or is that...
What do we have going on?
No, it's
just
not
on the side.
It's just
okay. So it's kind of okay. I saw the different color. Okay,
like a mohawk.
Gotcha. Okay,
it's hot. I like it.
Oh,
you're a perfect kind of crazy for me.
Fifth Element.
Wonderful. It's very Fifth
Mila
Element.
Jovovich, yeah, what's up?
Spanish, would you find Spanish attractive, or is he too tiny for you?
No, Spanish is cute.
He is cute? Because you are right in his wheelhouse.
For real.
Too tiny, like I'm a giant?
No, he's just tiny.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Most women don't like little boys. I'm just saying. Except for some reason, Spanish. Girls love Spanish.
I'm adorable.
You are adorable. I don't hate you for it, Spanish.
Thank you.
Slightly jealous, don't hate you.
No, don't be jealous. You're more manly, whereas I am, you know,
true.
Tiny
this
adorable.
Is true.
Yeah.
All right, then I guess let's get to the condom snorting.
I have here a Lifestyles one lubricated latex condom.
Now, does that help that it's lubricated?
I mean, yeah. So usually I have to lick the balloon for an awkward amount of time.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
You need any music for that or anything? Or
if you want to put music
I actually think it's better we just hear the sound.
Oh, yeah. No, the pretty
of the squishy nasal cavity. Now, this is, I have to be honest, I've been married for 15 years. This is very foreign to me to even see someone unrolling a condom. Yeah, I mean, I know I obviously have used them before, but so long ago,
mm-hmm.
Right? All right. So, what do you do first?
Well, I unroll
the condom. And the reservoir tip goes in.
Yes, the tip goes in.
Now, are you worried about? I guess not, because the band at the end is collapsible, right? So you're not. It's not going to get caught in your face.
No.
Okay. I should probably video this too. Hold on, don't do it yet.
I won't do it yet. Yeah. I am going to take my headphones off, though.
Yes, you can take your headphones off. This is.
I just know that there's a coming.
Right.
That I'm leaving like.
Are you one of those people that gets
oh,
sick
yes.
if you hear other people gag?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to go real close to the mic.
Like Bobby Kelly. Okay, this is Pepsi Pinwheel. If you were at the Renaissance Fair, you saw her doing her. What else do you do on the stage?
I put a mouse trap on my tongue. I put a spoon in my nose. I pull a balloon out of my nose. I swallow a sword. And I cry on cue, which I can do for you.
You cry on cue?
So does Carmen.
Why?
Oh, no, she cries on liquor. That's right.
What do you think about your family leaving
I think about Fox and the Hound and Old Yeller.
That makes you cry?
Yeah.
Oh. For some reason, I want to consult you. Okay, here we go.
Consult me? Are you
this
ready?
This is Pipsy Pinwheel, and she is putting a condom in her nose.
Oh, it's in there.
Oh, it's in there, and it's out the mouth. Let me see that. Let me get a little of that. Oh.
Hot.
Now, don't just pull it through. Yank it out like you're starting a chainsaw. No. I bet you could teach Carmen how to do that.
I probably could.
So I have never done that, but for some reason,
Lee, you're crying.
Yeah. For some reason, in my mind, I can
you
feel
can
that
feel it.
Sensation.
Yeah,
in
your throat. Now, does that cause you discomfort, or is it just a little bit of a gag?
It doesn't feel pleasant.
No.
And it goes right by the uvula, which makes you want to gag.
So you have a gag reflex.
I
still find you attractive. Yeah.
I swallow swords.
You do?
I can't really, you know, have a gag reflex when there's something in my stomach.
What can you put in your mouth right now? I know that sounded sexual. Not meaning to. What can you put in? What's the biggest thing we have in here that you can put down your throat?
In my nose?
No, in your mouth.
A drumstick over there.
Swallow.
I can't swallow random things.
Yeah.
It would have to be my sword because it's sanded and won't kill me.
Yeah, we don't want you to die.
I like not dying.
Yeah.
But if there's a spoon, even like a plastic
I'll grab spoon.
Go get her a plastic spoon.
But,
let's put some stuff in her face.
In the meantime, would you like to... I don't have a cue, but I can cry if
you I'll give you the cue. I'm going to yell at you.
Well, so what I do is I have a cue on a piece of paper, but make sense.
What do you mean a cue?
Like just a letter.
Oh, I thought you meant like a word cue. Like I can cue you.
Oh, no. It's a pun thing.
So she's going to cry on cue.
Yeah. See what I did there?
That's adorable.
Would you like to see it?
Can you really just start crying? Oh! Dude, that is wonderful.
I don't like that at all.
Did you see that on Bone TV? Oh. What she did was she put the... Don't worry about that. Don't worry about
that.
I got paper towels. You were the most polite guest. You just spit water out of your eye and then cleaned it with your own sleeve. You missed it. She put the water inside and spit it out her eyeball.
What?
Now, we had a guy try to do that with milk one time and almost blew his eyeballs out on stage. He could not do it right.
I'm a professional.
You are. Listen to me. I'm going to lock you in right now. To our next live gig,
gig.
That
would
be good. We are hire you for that. Because this is great. All right, now this is it. Hold on, I got a video of this.
Oh,
too.
Where is that going?
Galvin, do me a favor. Stand over by her so we can get the reaction of both of you at the same time.
Galvin, do you like birds?
No, I don't.
No.
Yes, he loves
good.
Birds.
Good. This is gonna be a bird impersonation.
All right, hold on.
After I drop it.
Oh, it's all right.
That is
in there.
If we had cereal, we'd make you eat the cereal and pour it in your mouth. It'd be perfect.
I would do that.
That would be great.
Do you guys know what kind of bird I am?
You are
I'm a spoonbill.
Oh, brother.
Galvin, go over there and give her a kiss.
No.
Do you want to pull the spoon out?
Yeah. Don't pull it hard.
Don't
hurt her.
Here's my instructions. Don't push down. Don't push up. Don't push in. I'd like to retain some math skills.
Okay.
Oh, God. He's pulling the spoon.
What did it feel like? What did it feel like?
Galvin, wait. Wait.
Oh.
I thought it was blood, but it's not.
Oh. I love your little puns.
Awesome.
Can you do one more thing? Would you shoot the water through your eyeball again for Spanish?
Yes. Of course.
Can you squirt Spanish with it? What's your trajectory
on
it?
I've been trying to get it projectile, but usually it's just dripping. I'm starting to get it projectile.
What do you do that has the most residual effect? Like, what have you done where at night you're like, I hate doing that one because it always hurts my eyeballs?
Actually, it's my finger bend that usually ends up hurting.
You don't have to do it then, but what do you do?
It's...
I just saw you... Oh, all the way back to the wrist. She goes, that's as far as mine goes.
That's
as far as, you can do that?
No, I said, why does it do that?
You go all the way back, you bend your finger all the way back to your wrist.
All the way back to my wrist.
Oh, can I ask you a somewhat rude question?
Sure.
Are you fantastic at sex? Because you could probably do all sorts of weird bendy,
I like
spin
to maintain
things.
Some mystery
in
my life, but I think I'm pretty awesome at a lot of things.
Oh, that'd be, I have to tell you, Because after you've been alive for a while.
Businesses that have hired me, please don't fire me.
No. She didn't say anything bad. I'm just saying, you think after a while, you want to spice things up. You'd be like, well, I'm going to spit some stuff through my eyeball, or I'm going to do something. I don't know. All right, Carmen.
After the reaction that was in here.
I loved it. Carmen, what can she teach you to do?
Well, are you going
to
have her do the eye the water thing again, or no?
Yes, I definitely want her to do that. All right, I want to videotape that. Hold on. All right, here we go. This is Pipsy Pinwheel. She pours the water in her nose, which is unheard of, and then spits it out of her eye. And it is oddly attractive.
That is crazy.
Fantastic. That is great.
I don't really know how to feel about that.
I feel wonderful about it.
I feel confused.
We are bringing her to the next live gig for sure. Yeah. For sure. Don't stop using your sleeves. You're a professional. Give her the paper towels, for the love of God.
I forgot.
This poor girl. Listen, kids got nothing on you, man. Most news outlets are going to tell you to stop putting condoms up your nose. This woman's making a living out of it right now.
So stop. I want to still get hired.
Yeah. What we've learned is take it up a notch. The condoms aren't doing anything. That seems relatively easy.
Fill the condoms with Tide Pods.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't recommend that.
If
other people want to hire you for parties and gigs and all that stuff, where can they reach you?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Pinwheel Sideshow, and they can message me through there.
Okay. Pinwheel Sideshow on Facebook.
You're on Instagram, and on the Bones thing, we tagged. So if you go to the Bones Instagram or any one of ours, you could find Pipsy Pinwheel.
I love it. This is what I call what kids know not to do unless you want to make some good side money.
Good sideshow money.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Pinwheel.
I feel like that's an oxymoron.
Is it not good money?
No. I mean, I live off it.
Yeah. You do. That's what you do professionally. Shove stuff in your face.
I'm a clown. I'm a mermaid. I'm a burlesque performer. I'm a fire eater.
I'm a clown.
Do you like clowns?
What if you like her as a clown, though?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Like, I've seen clown porn before, and it just doesn't do it for me.
No, I don't like that either.
Yeah,
no,
it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, don't mix the two. Don't mix the two.
I like that.
What is your main, like, you kids' parties, or?
I mean, I do kids' parties. I'm family-friendly. I also can do, like, drinky adult parties.
Right, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I just bought a new house, and once I get settled, I'm going to have a drinky adult party. I want you to come and I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to be like, this is my friend, Natalie. And then all of a sudden, they're like, dude, your friend got so drunk, she was spitting alcohol through her eyeballs and shoving check all your spoons because she was putting them in her face.
And then putting them back in the drawers.
Yeah, that's fine.
I might do that at house parties and not tell people.
I got to be honest, I wouldn't care if I ate soup through your snotty and spoon. All right, let us take a break and we'll recover from what we just saw, and we'll get some video up on the Facebook page. Thank you, Miss Pinwheel.
No problem.
Great job.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.